All right, guys, let's talk about Michael Venom Page finally signing with the UFC. I think that's great news. He's supposed to fight in March of next year, 2024. Rumor has it, it's Kevin Holland. That should be a fun fight. Kevin Holland is formidable. He has a ground game, and we know he has dangerous stand-up. He's long, lengthy, knows how to use his reach, definitely has skill. So that's going to be a good test for MVP. Especially if Kevin Holland fights like a true mixed martial artist, uses his full skill set, and grapples. But here's the thing with Michael Venom Page. Even though Michael Venom Page was popular in Bellator, definitely starched many people, I still think he's underrated. A lot of fans think that he has no ground game and that he would get dusted in the UFC, especially by competent wrestlers. That may be the case and it may not be. I personally think that MVP is that good. I think the guy is one of the best strikers in the sport. But the only thing that trips me out and bugs me with him finally joining the UFC is that he's 36 years old right now. It's like, damn, you sign him now? You couldn't sign the guy 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? It's got to be at 36 when he's most likely slowly headed towards a decline. Kevin Holland's a good test because he's not predominantly a wrestler or grappler. He will oblige you on the feet. So it's like, at least he's not fighting a guy that's a pure wrestler or grappler. Even though I think he's fought guys like that and just destroyed them because they don't have stand-up. But if you can get him to the ground and you're an elite grappler like that, a wrestler, MVP might have issues. I think the guy's good. I think at his very best and peak, you can put him in there with anybody. And he has a shot at beating them, especially standing. So there is a reality and path where MVP could have been UFC champion. Only time will tell how he's going to do in the UFC. We're going to have to see this first fight. Everybody ages differently. It depends sometimes on genetics, how you train, the mileage, fight mileage. So maybe the guy is going to be in peak form for years to come. Then again, maybe not. Sometimes it seems like overnight guys age, they lose their chin, lose their reflexes and speed. A lot of Michael Venom Page's style relies on reflexes and speed. I know it's another sport, but another guy that relied on reflexes and speed, even though they did have skill, was Roy Jones Jr. Now, as he got older, some of the speed and reflexes declined, and he paid for it because his fight style, boxing style, relied on those attributes. That's just like Michael Venom Page. Yes, he's technical. Yes, he's skilled. But what makes him a great striker is his timing, his speed, and reflexes on top of the skill and technique. So any physical decline might affect him greatly. But again, we're going to have to see come March. I'm excited. I'm personally a fan of Michael Venom Page. I think the guy's exciting. He's fun to watch. I think his stand-up, although unorthodox, is super creative, formidable, and top-notch. I think he's an elite striker. But guys, let me know in the comment section, what do you think about Michael Venom Page signing with the UFC? What do you think about that matchup against Kevin Holland? How do you think Michael Venom Page's run's going to be in the UFC? Do you think he's overrated, underrated? Do you think he's UFC champ material on some level? Want to read your thoughts? Thanks for listening and watching. And I will catch you guys on the next one. Until then, take care, my friends.